This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. It is food time. It is also the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, a famous Mexican holiday, an annual celebration commemorating the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla, 1862, under the leadership of anybody? Anybody who knew who led the Mexicans that day? No, it was actually General Ignacio Zaragoza.
There you are.
Isn't the internet a wonderful thing?
Isn't it?
The thing about tacos is tacos are designed to be eaten out of your hand.
Yes,
they're the original kind of street food, really,
that's
aren't
it. They? Yeah. You know, I love them. I love tacos. There was a wee bit of time there where Mexican food became a bit generic. If you go to Mexico, the food's beautiful. You know, authentic Mexican restaurants are fantastic. You know, I think it's nice just to make tacos and put the fillings out and then have everybody sort of help themselves.
So this is red mole chicken.
Well, to make the mole sauce to begin with, and you can have this chicken mole just with rice. I mean, I've had mole sauces that's taken 8 hours to cook, so this is a quick mole. And I'm using fresh chilli and then a wee bit of dried at the end. And the thing to do is just to take some ripe tomatoes, a bit of oil in the pan, and just slowly cook them down, a bit of chilli. If you like it hot, keep the seeds in. If you don't like it too hot, take some of the seeds. I took some of the seeds out.
So you need tons of tomatoes, would you?
Yeah, well, no, actually, I think for the recipe, just maybe 3 tomatoes is fine.
Right, okay.
So 3 tomatoes just in the pan, and put the chilli in, and then cook that down. And what you're looking for is a wee bit of scorch. So you want the tomatoes to be nice and dark, and at the beginning to some shallot or onion. And then sort of after about 15 minutes, they get cooked down and get nice and soft, and you start to smell them. Put a wee bit of garlic in, because you put it in the beginning, it'll burn.
Mm-hmm.
And then some spices, so I used coriander, cumin, and a wee bit of cinnamon. And then some almonds, and they will thicken the sauce. And at that stage, the smoked chili paste, yeah, the chipotle chili. And then I went very easy on it. And then a bit of stock, and blend it up, and you end up with this lovely sauce, naturally thickened mole sauce. And then we'll mix that in with some chicken.
It's a beautiful colour. It's like an orange, like a
isn't it? Yeah.
Tangerine sort of colour.
Well, if you cook the chicken, you know, if you cook the tomatoes and the peppers, and you think, oh, they're a wee bit scorched, that's exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So mix that in. And then for the tortillas now, so I'm using, it's a blue corn. And you can get this online, or so I think some delis would do it. So it's just cornmeal, and then we've got the blue one. So if you look at it here, it's like a... It is grey looking.
It's like powdered lavender.
Yes, that's it. It is. So it is blue. So mix that with lukewarm water, a bit of salt, and the blue corn flour into a paste, and then leave it for 20 minutes. So roll it up into a wee ball, right? This is a tortilla press. I got this in New York, I think.
You haven't brought in a gadget in so long.
I haven't, have I?
No.
And you know what? I haven't used this in so long. There's actually a cobweb on it. So, and it was in a box, so don't worry. But like, honestly, I washed it really well.
Just checking.
So just a bit of cling film on the press, and then you can do this. You can just roll these out. But sure, why, if you can have a tortilla press, why would you not? Press this down. So it's like an iron. Good
so one end folds over and flattens it, and the other lever then absolutely flattens it.
And then you get your wee corn tortilla, and it's just flat like that. And you can, and then put that into a pan and cook it down about 2 minutes each side in a dry pan, and then you can fry them up afterwards.
And if you put them in the dry pan, then that's where you get the wee bit of scorch on the tortilla that you see in the real.
Yeah, you see that there. So have a wee smell of that, because that, and then I'll fill it up for you. So you get that lovely
I have to be honest and say it looks like the insole of one of your gummies.
It's not for the look. It's definitely not for the look.
All right.
I think it's blue, you know. Beautiful. You may know it's more grey blue. But that's trendy, that colour, you know, John. And then a wee bit of scallion here, and then just some fresh coriander. Now just fold it over.
Friendly for fat fighters. Well, it is.
Right, okay, John, that's great. Fantastic.
Oh, it smells beautiful. That's just gorgeous.
The thing about fresh coriander
and all that, it's like really summery and springy and zingy.
Yeah. And do your chicken on the barbecue, and then, you know, slice it up and put it into your mole sauce. Leave that out, and then have your tortillas there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some scallions and a bit of extra chilli if people want it. I think that's it's the kind of food you want to have.
You can
it?
Mix and adapt for your own
Absolutely,
taste.
Yeah. If you're living in Durwick, you might have a problem getting the blue corn in the shop.
Well, even if it's not blue corn, even if it's just an ordinary tortilla.
You know, if you can actually buy corn tortillas now, most of the supermarkets do them. And, you know, if you warm them up, they're good.
Mm-hmm. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.